the top stories today. US troops have begun withdrawing from northern Syria, paving the way for a Turkish operation against Kurdish fighters. Donald Trump announced that it was time for America to get out of what he called these ridiculous endless wars. Some Republicans have accused the president of leaving Kurdish allies to die. The UN says it's preparing for the displacement of civilians as Turkish forces prepare to invade. City commuters are bracing for further disruption today after a day of chaos caused by climate protesters. In Sydney, 38 people were charged over protests yesterday, while 10 were arrested in Melbourne. Around the world, hundreds of activists have been detained as large crowds brought parts of cities to a standstill, calling for action on climate change. The Labor Party says the number of people arriving and seeking asylum at Australian airports has reached a crisis point. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says every day 80 people are arriving in Australia by plane claiming asylum. She says 9 out of 10 are found not to be refugees and that people traffickers are using scams to bring illegal workers into the country. And three scientists who discovered how cells sense and adapt to changing oxygen levels have won this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. Sir Peter Ratcliffe, William Kalin and Greg Semenza share the award. The Nobel Assembly says the trio had revealed the mechanism for one of life's essential processes. The discovery could help fight cancer and other diseases.